WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Legendary singer-songwriter David Crosby has died at 81. His wife confirmed the news in a statement to Variety. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez takes a look back at his career.
David Crosby wrote and sang many rock and roll classics, first with the Byrds. Then, when they kicked him out, he co-founded Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But by the late 1970s, he was heavily abusing hard drugs and alcohol. That led to a conviction on narcotics and weapons offenses, then 5 months in prison.
I have wasted.
But jail helped him start writing music again, as well as kick his cocaine and heroin habits.
These are the things.
In recent years, he kept busy writing and performing his own works. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Charges are coming for Alec Baldwin in New Mexico.
Prosecutors say they plan to file involuntary manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin. It all stems from a 2021 accidental killing during a rehearsal for the low-budget film Rust. Baldwin was holding a gun when it went off. Law professor Jessica Levinson says no one suggests the shooting was intentional.
We're talking about a potentially lawful act that you engage in, but you were criminally negligent.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman reporting. The Supreme Court still can't figure out who leaked its draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. CBS's Jan Crawford has the latest.
They looked at the IT systems and whether or not they could tell if someone had downloaded the copy to like a hard drive or something and taken it home, or printer logs that could show that someone had printed it out, perhaps taken it home. And that also revealed nothing.
A major showdown is set in Washington over America's finances. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio's on Capitol Hill.
Secretary Janet Yellen sent Congress a letter explaining some of the extraordinary measures the department is taking to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on debt, including shifting money between accounts and putting a temporary hold on some federal employee retirement payments and health funds for retired postal workers.
President Biden is touring severe storm damage in California today. He's been meeting with people affected by the storms, as well as first responders and leaders in several counties. The State Department says Russia is investigating a U.S. citizen for possible espionage. Spokesman Vedant Patel.
We are aware of these unconfirmed reports of an investigation regarding a U.S. citizen in Russia. We're looking into this matter and we'll continue to monitor.
American Paul Whelan's been in jail there for 4 years on espionage charges. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. I just want to remind everyone that this portion is supported by Minsure. You know, if you need any health insurance, Minsure has a plan that covers your family's doctor visits. Visit MNsure.org, and you can find some free help. Hey, we are really pleased to have Gina Peltier on tonight, and Gina has a few things that she wants to talk about, but also Gina's pinch hitting for the news. So welcome, Gina. Thank you so much for being on, and I think I'll be seeing you in a day or so, right?
Yeah, so thank you so much, Robert, for having me on. Mikinakuji and Iniwag, Gina Peltier, Indigenous, Anishinaabe and Dunjaba, Mikinakuji and Iniwag. I'm Gina Peltier, Black Bear Clan, and I'm Turtle Mountain from the I'm Anishinaabe from the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. We have an event going on here tomorrow. But first, before I get to that, I just want to I want to share a really nice story with you all, because it has a great message. Here to get started, more than 3,000 leaders from government and business participated in the World Economic Forum on Wednesday in Switzerland. According to an article in the Indian Country Today, National Congress of American Indians President Fawn Sharp told world leaders that indigenous knowledge and lands are key elements in a global climate change strategy. More than 3,000 leaders from government and business participated in the World Economic Forum. A new report was released by the forum embedding indigenous knowledge in the conservation and restoration of landscapes. The report found that indigenous communities are already a part of the solution. Imagine that. Evidence shows that indigenous custodianship, where it's been able to be maintained, has a direct benefit to the environment, the report states. About 32% of the world's mappable territories are still owned or governed by indigenous people and local communities. Of that, 65% are considered in good ecological condition. That is to say, they have zero to low levels of human modification, the report states. Nearly all of the lands maintained by indigenous peoples and local communities, about 91%, are in good or moderate ecological condition, according to the report. Sharp said that the Indigenous people reflect that optimistic future. And when you look at the scale of the crisis, one might think that we are weak and vulnerable. But to make it very clear here, and to the contrary, we are strong and...
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
Pospisilova cuts and shoots. The three is in for Pospisilova.
We're down to 10. Douglas across the timeline. Straight down the middle of the court. Left hand layup is in with 6 seconds.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison, where tonight the Wisconsin Badgers host the Maryland Terrapins. Tonight's game is the UW's inaugural Pride game to help support and create awareness for the LGBTQIA+ community in Madison. Wisconsin is winners two of its last three games, but they ran into a top 10 team in Bloomington against the sixth-ranked Indiana Hoosiers on Sunday. And tonight they'll face their second team in a row. Maryland comes in with a 5-2 Big Ten record and an 11th ranking in the top 25. The Badgers 2-5 in Big Ten play. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Terrapins with assistant coach Caroline Doty. Take a look at the Badger numbers as well. But when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art and all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes! Yeah! I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In Madison at the Kohl Center, getting set for the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. So what do you do with the game film from Sunday? Like, as a coach, do you use that as a learning experience, or what? How do you dissect a game like that?
I think every opportunity that you play, you can use as a learning experience. I think, you know, there were things that we knew that we could have done better in the game in real time. And at the same time, we played a really, really excellent team who it's no doubt why they are ranked where they're at. And so we need to take out the things that we absolutely could have controlled and make sure that we do those things. And the things that were out of control, you know, they're going to make shots. They're going to execute their offense. But we talked about, you know, making sure that the things we can control, being a little bit more in tune with our game plan and executing that. And so now we get another opportunity to do that tonight versus Maryland.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too about Brooke Schrammick. Six of her last seven games offensively, she's been in double figures. What do you like most about the contributions that she brings to your team?
I think I've probably a broken record at this point, but when she's not on the floor, we're not as good of a team. And so what I like about what she does is a little bit of everything, right? She can pass the ball, she can rebound, she can score with her back to the basket, she'll defend players that are bigger than her. And so I think the consistency for her, how hard she plays, the energy that she brings on the floor, all those things are really wonderful. And we got to keep her out of foul trouble because, like I said, it changes the complexity of our team when she's not out there.
Final question for you. It is the inaugural Pride game tonight. What does this night mean for this program?
Yeah, I mean, I think just really grateful to our athletic department and the administration to support us being the inaugural program to do this. But I confident and hopeful that we're just the beginning. I think, as I mentioned in the press conference the other day, our world and our community has been divided for so many years, and I think this is just an opportunity to use my platform and our program to say, all are welcome, come as you are, and love is love, and just because somebody chooses to live their life in a different way than you does not mean that they have any less worth than you do. And so I think that the more times that we can say that, and the more people who can feel like they're welcome in any arena, I'm down to be part of that message.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll get a scout of Maryland coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birkebeiner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow showers likely at times, tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 22, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy, tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, high of 26. Lows level off around 15, tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
In Madison, it's the Badgers and the Terrapins tonight in Big Ten Women's Hoops, now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Caroline Doty. Maryland comes in ranked 11th. They're 5-2 in the Big Ten Conference. What do you think is the biggest thing your team has to accomplish tonight against the Terps?
I think just containing them in transition, making sure that we're getting back on defense, a lot of help defense, elbow help, staying out of foul trouble, and then knocking in shots.
They have a lot of talented individuals, obviously, for a team in the top, almost top 10. But Diamond Miller is one of those third in the conference in scoring at about 18 per game. What do you see from her?
Yeah, just her length and her versatility from being a guard, handling the ball, using ball screens with that pull-up jump shot, and then getting to the rim. So being able to contain her, right, with elbow help, keeping her off the basket, and just making sure that we have a hand up in her face the whole game.
And then how much will they be pressure you specifically, like, some backcourt press or things like that?
They'll press the whole game. We're ready for it. So I think we've done a good job in practice throughout the year just to make sure that we stay patient. We're coming to the ball. We're pivoting and passing. I think that proved in the Michigan State game and a few other games, too, that, the press is kind of like, let's go and let's get some open shots.
All right. Best of luck.
Great. Thank you.
All right. That's assistant coach Caroline Doty. Keep her right here. The Badger Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
please.
American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And the backcourt side at the Kohl Center, John Audius with you. Time for the Badger Notebook. It's 2-5 Wisconsin versus 5-2 Maryland. The Terrapins come in ranked 11th in the nation. They've won every single game they played against Wisconsin in the series history between these two teams. An 11-0 record for Maryland. Once again, Badger 6-12 overall. Maryland comes in 14-4. Something to keep in mind, of the six Wisconsin wins this season, four have come at the Kohl Center. And for the Badgers, this is their second straight opponent in the top 25. They lost to sixth-ranked Indiana on Sunday, 93-56. They're taking on Maryland, as I mentioned, comes in at number 11. Keep an eye on Sarah Williams. Had a career game against Michigan State, 31 points, 13 rebounds. She was one of two players to score in double figures for the Badgers on Sunday at Indiana. So over her last two games, she's averaging 20.5 points per game. So the Badgers, who have won two of their last three, taking on this Maryland Terrapins team who suffered a loss at Indiana but bounced back on Sunday against Rutgers. So we'll take a break. When we come back, a quick spin around the Big Ten. Then it is Wisconsin versus Maryland. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar & Grill will always have you covered. With more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With six locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Back in Madison at the Kohl Center, time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. It's Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, just one of three Big Ten games. The other, Northwestern, is at second-ranked Ohio State. The Buckeyes remain undefeated, 18-0 overall, 7-0 in conference play. Michigan is at Rutgers. On Wednesday, Indiana, ranked sixth in the country, got a top 25 win, 83-72 over number 21, Illinois. It was 10th-ranked Iowa, 84, Michigan State, 81. That one was in overtime. Minnesota beat Penn State 75-67. Nebraska picked up a win at Purdue 71-64. Keep it right here when we come back. The starting lineup and the opening tip-off, it's the Badgers and the Terrapins. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you for this Big Ten bout. It's the Badgers and 11th-ranked Maryland. Let's take a look at the lineups for the Terps. 14-4. They're 5-2 in the conference. Cheyenne Sellers, 6'3", sophomore, 14.5 points per game. Diamond Miller is 6'3", and a senior, leads them at 18.8 per game. Abby Meyer, 6-foot senior guard, 14.2 points per game. Aliza Pinzon is a 5'8 grad student, about 4 points per game. And Faith Masonis, 6'1 senior. Here comes Wisconsin in the center circle. It's Sarah Williams, the Badger freshman. And the opening tip-off is won by Williams and Wisconsin. Williams, 6'4 freshman from Brooklyn, New York. Third leading scorer for the Badgers at 12 per game. Brooke Schrammick, 6-foot junior guard out of Naperville, Illinois, about 11 points per game. Avery LaBarbera has the basketball right now. She's a 5'6 guard. Transfer from Holy Cross. Inside feed to Williams off her hands, and it's stolen by Maryland. Julie Pospisilova, 6-foot senior, leads the Badgers in scoring at 13 per game. She's 23 points away from 1,000 in her Wisconsin career. And Maddie Wilkie is a 5'10 redshirt freshman from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Second leading scorer. A travel by Diamond Miller deep on the right, defended by Williams, and a quick turnover by Maryland. Terps come in scoring nearly 79 points per game. That's sixth best among Big Ten teams. The Badgers come in 69 points per game. That is ranked 12th in the Big Ten. Here's Avery LaBarbera in the backcourt. Here comes that pressure by Maryland in the backcourt. Wilkie catches at the midcourt stripe, takes a couple of dribbles, and tosses a pass to her right. Pospisilova has it out on the wing. Julie P. defended by Pinzon. Now Pospisilova, Wilkie between the circles. Wilkie back to her right. It's caught by Schrammick. 10 on the shot clock. Schrammick dribbles to the top of the arc to LaBarbera. Has a seam. Drives. Stops. Pulls up. Short jumper is no good. Masonis blocks out and has it for Maryland. Terrapins 11-0 against Wisconsin all time in these two programs' history. Here's a short corner jumper on the right, and it pops out by Myers. Williams hits the deck at midcourt. She pops back up, and Wisconsin brings it into the front court. 8:43 to play in the first quarter. Scoreless. Schrammick tries to catch a pass in the far side corner. Miller knocked it out of play, but who touched it last? No, actually Schrammick knocked it out of play. Wisconsin has won two of its last three games with wins over Minnesota and Michigan State, but the UW fell on the road Sunday at 6th-ranked Indiana in front of nearly 10,500 fans for the Hoosiers. Terps have it. This is Myers outside left, dribbles to the top of the arc, finds Sellers on the right. Miller sets the screen, Sellers left-hand dribble, pull-up right, elbow over Pospisilova, and it's in. First basket of the game from the Terrapins. 2-0 Maryland, 8:18 to play in the first. Avery and LaBarbera spins out of trouble in the backcourt, finds Pospisilova, who's doubled. Back to LaBarbera, up ahead to Wilkie on the left. Now the Badgers will set up their offense. About 17 on the shot clock. Postby Shalova catches inside, down on the right, and lays it off the backboard for two. Stramick with the assist. 8 minutes to play, first quarter. Tied at two. Pins on. Feeds deep on the right to Masonis. Back to Sellers now on the right. She'll try the three, and she drills it. Sellers has all five of Maryland's points. 7:48 to play, first quarter. The Badgers trail by three. Stramick passes up the right sideline to Postby Shalova. Dangerous cross-court pass to Wilkie, who attacks from the left and bumps into her defender. That's Myers, who will be called for the foul. That goes against Abby Myers, the 6-foot senior. Wisconsin ball. They'll inbound baseline left. It'll be Postby Shalova. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Wilkie catches, finds LaBarbera. Gives it up. Stramick. The inside pass to Williams, who missed it down low on the right. Rebounded by Sellers. Front court, Myers. To the baseline on the right, and it's picked up by Pinzon. She brings it back out with the dribble. Stramick will defend. Hands off on the dribble drive, right wing to Miller. Pulls up near the right elbow. That one popped out into the hands of Masonis. Deep on the right, off the backboard, over Julie P for two. 7-10 and counting to play, first quarter. Maryland 7, Wisconsin 2. Terrapins 3 of 5 from the floor. Wisconsin has made one of its first three. Postby Shalova walks across the half-court stripe now. Brings it off to the right sideline, defended by Myers, right in front of the Maryland bench. Back to the basket now with the dribble. Picks up the dribble, got it stripped, got it back. Bounces to the left baseline. Here is Wilkie running it to the rim and scoring down low on the left. Other side in transition, Masonis down low, tries to drop it off to Miller, picked up by Myers. She'll throw it back out to the left. Here's Sellers at three, got it. 2 3-pointers now for Sellers in this first quarter. One from the right wing, the other from the left wing. Wisconsin breaks the pressure in the backcourt with a pass to Postby Shalova. Has it on the right half of the court. Trying to drive and a charge called as her defender, Pinzon, flops to the floor. That'll be a quick foul against Postby Shalova. 10-4 Maryland, 6:24 to go in the first. And Coach Marissa Mosley brings in Natalie Leitzinger off the bench now. Sarah Williams heads to the Badgers bench. This Maryland team made it to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament last year before losing to Stanford. They were 13-4 in the Big Ten. They're 5-2 so far through their first seven. Sellers has it outside right. Screen set by Masonis. She'll slip and try to catch it. Pass intended for her, but it's knocked away by Postby Shalova, and Wisconsin comes out of there with a steal. She'll give it up to the left. Wilkie for three. Missed it on the wing, and it's rebounded down low by Briggs. Here comes Briggs with a pass into the front court off the hands of Alexander. She catches and saves it to Sellers for three, and another three-pointer by Sellers. Third three of the quarter. 13-4 Maryland, 5:50 and counting to go in this first quarter. Leitzinger tries to dribble out of trouble. Instead, it's a turnover into the hands of Miller, up ahead to Sellers, taps it out to the left corner. High rainbow two, no good by Alexander, and it's picked up by the Badgers. Quick, fast pace, back and forth, inside now. Wilkie in transition scores from the right side. 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. 13-6 Maryland. Miller in the post, mid-post left. Back out. Masonis drains the three. Maryland 4-for-4, shooting the three-point shot so far in this quarter. And a timeout taken by the Badgers. 5:22 to play, first quarter. It is Maryland 16, Wisconsin 6. Back after this break, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. Sean Audius with you. It's a 16-6 Maryland lead, 5:22 to play in the first quarter, and the Terrapins have come out on fire offensively. It's a team that shoots from the floor 43% this season. That's eighth in the Big Ten. And so far through almost the first 5 minutes of the first quarter, they're 6-for-9, including 4-of-4, shooting the three-point shot. Sellers is 3-for-3. So that three-point shooting right now, the difference in this one, not only the three-point shooting, but just the shooting overall for Maryland, just missing three shots. The Badgers, not so bad offensively, 3-of-6. They're 0-for-1 from three-point land. So 10-point Maryland lead with some backcourt pressure. It's LaBarbara over to Schrammick, back to Avery as she walks across the timeline now, has it on the right half of the court, finds Schrammick out on top. Schrammick with the basketball for Wisconsin, defended by Miller, and a foul called against Diamond. Miller. It's big for the Badgers. Miller scores about 19 per game for Maryland. She's a force. Preseason All-Big Ten selection, and that is a quick foul against her. That's her first, and that is Maryland's second team foul. Off the inbounds, Wilkie is free for a three on the right. No. Pospisilova crashes the offensive glass, has it, goes right back up deep on the left, and it popped out. Lasonis has it now for Maryland. DeMiller loops it up ahead. Caught by Myers. Inside. It's Briggs trying to pass out of trouble, and it's loose, but who has it? Miller, she'll attack down the lane. Left hand came up short. It's loose again. Wilkie's down there fighting for Wisconsin along with Lavender Briggs of Maryland, and the possession arrow favors the Terrapins. 16-6, 10-point Maryland lead. 4:45 to play in the first. Sellers to inbound. Sellers looking, bounces down low. It's Masonis triple team. Bouncing a pass back out to Alexander, who cuts through traffic going to the cup, but a foul on her way to the basket. That was not a shooting foul, but it will remain a Maryland ball. Two team fouls now against Wisconsin. Sellers bounces off the baseline, and it's knocked out of play by Pospisilova. It'll stay with the Terrapins. So once again, inbound from the baseline. It's Sellers again. Williams defending right in front of Sellers' face to Masonis. Hands back off to Sellers. Has it outside left. Brings it back out with the dribble. LaBarbara defending. Now a screen set by Masonis. Pull up. Sellers. Good. She's 5-for-5. Cheyenne Sellers, the 6'3 sophomore, was the Big Ten sixth player of the year a season ago. Her father, Brad Sellers, played a couple of years here at Wisconsin. Later played in the NBA, also played at Ohio State. Pospisilova. Pass to her left, Schrammick has it. Driving left baseline, double team stops her. Left of the lane, tries to kick it out, but it's an errant pass that's stolen by Sellers. On the fast break, pull up, right elbow. That one's a miss, no good. Masonis tips it down low to Alexander, deep on the right, and she'll put it up and in. Masonis didn't even try for the rebound. She saw her open teammate. Instead of just grabbing the basketball, tipped it to her. Now a deflected pass by Maryland at midcourt, and they come away with a steal. Alexander to Sellers. She's wide open out on top. Three is no good, and it's an offensive rebound. To Alexander, baseline jumpers in from about 15 feet out. And Maryland continues its onslaught here with 3:34 to play in the first quarter. It's 22-6. Pospisilova outside right, drives and stops right of the lane. Up back out to Schrammick, skip past near side. And the three is in for LaBarbara. Avery LaBarbara drills Wisconsin's first three-pointer of the game. 22-9 the score, Maryland. 3:09 to play. Here's a reverse by Masonis going left to right, and it's in. By the way, that last basket stopped a 9-0 Maryland run. Now Wilkie's pass is deflected in the backcourt, stolen by Sellers and off the hands of Briggs as she tries to fire a pass inside to her teammate. Too fast and out of control, and it'll be Wisconsin ball. Maryland leading big time, 24-9. They led by as many as 16. Wilkie backcourt, 2:53 to play in the first quarter. LU now into the contest for the Badgers. Backcourt to Leitzinger, who's also in there now. Dribbles across the timeline and finds LaBarbera, who will set up the Badgers' offense. She'll fake a pass to the left, spin it back to her right, where it's caught by Wilkie outside right. Push to the corner, Leitzinger inside feed. Williams, one dribble, little fade away in the lane is good. Sarah Williams gets going. Basket's good. 2:25 to play first quarter, 24-11. Wisconsin trails by 13 in this first quarter. Terps basketball. And inside, down low on the right with Sarah Williams defending, it was Mila Reynolds, the 6'3 freshman. And a foul called against Wisconsin's Williams. That's her first, team foul number three. Terps inbound, dangerous pass. Wilkie challenging the pass, caught by Myers out on top. And Wilkie bangs into Myers, and they're going to get Wilkie for the foul, and that's team foul number four. That's the first against Maddie, and that will lead to some changes on the floor for Marissa Mosley. Wilkie and Williams now both out. Pospisilova and Shramik into the game. 2:14 to play in the first quarter, and now a late sub. It's Ronnie Porter, the Badger freshman from St. Paul, Minnesota. A Miss Minnesota basketball nominee, our senior season at high school. So Pinzon has it for the Terrapins between the circles. A zone look defensively by the Badgers. Myers at the free throw line. Back to the short corner on the right. This is Pinzon in the lane. Left hand, little half hook, no good. Myers underneath the rim comes out of there with it. Shot clock's at three. Launching is Alexander from the left. No good with one on the shot clock and a whistle. And a foul called against Maryland. And the shot was no good from about 30 feet on the left. But the foul will be team foul number three against the Terrapins, and that'll be the first against Reynolds. A minute 55 to play, first quarter. Porter. Over to Pospisilova. Still in the backcourt. Wisconsin needs to cross the timeline. They do with a pass to LU. Gives it up to Porter. There's Ronnie bringing it between the circles. A minute 39 to play in the first. Shramik steps out to set the screen. Porter on the left wing. Pass to Leitzinger. She'll square up. Defended by Briggs. Back over to Porter. To the corner. LU with four on the shot clock. Launches a three. No good. Into the hands of Pospisilova. Fresh 20 for the Badgers. Back out. Porter catches out on top. Porter, left hand dribble. Now she'll run it left of the lane. Bring it back out with the dribble to Shramik. Step back. Three on the left. That one's no good. And it's hauled in by Maryland. Outlet up ahead to Myers. She'll find her spot at the left elbow and drill it. She just went exactly, she was looking at the floor exactly where she wanted to go, found her spot, put it up and in. 26-11, Maryland, under 1 minute to play in the first. Here's Porter across the timeline. Up ahead, there's Shramik all alone down low, left hand in. Good find there by Ronnie Porter, and Brooke Shramik scores for Wisconsin. 47 seconds to play in the first. Pinzon from the Maryland Terrapins, defended by Pospisilova. Out on the right to Alexander. Now deep on the right, that's Reynolds. Back out, pass to the corner. Here's the three over LU. It's no good by Briggs. Chased down by Leitzinger. In transition to Porter. Layup in. Ronnie Porter scores down low. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. And Wisconsin has responded after that 22-6 start by Maryland. It's now 26-15. 9-4 run by the Badgers. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Maryland ball. Myers, long two, straight on, no good. Into the lap of Porter, and a whistle as there's a Terrapin down on the baseline. That's Reynolds. And will they get Wisconsin with a foul? They will, and unfortunately, that is team foul number five. 4.4 seconds to play. And that's going to give Maryland two opportunities now at the free throw line, as opposed to, if that foul doesn't get called, Wisconsin with the ball with 4.5 to play. So they get one out of it. That's Mila Reynolds, 2 of 3 from the free throw line this season. Now 3 of 4. 27-15. Next one is in, 28-15. Wisconsin has to go the length of the court into Porter. Finds LU, right sideline. Down to one. LU, three, blocked. And that is how the first quarter will end, with Maryland with a 13-point lead, 28-15. Terrapins lead the Badgers after the first 10 minutes. We'll take a break, come back with the second quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Your score after the first quarter. It's Maryland leading the Wisconsin Badgers. John Adia is with you courtside here tonight from the Kohl Center. Well, today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they are using their energy to power beyond. Maryland led many as 16 points in that first quarter. Right now it's at 13. Terps shoot 53% from the floor. Wisconsin not so far behind them at 47%. Part of the difference, three-point shooting. Maryland 4 of 7. Wisconsin 1 for 6 from downtown. And Cheyenne Sellers, the sophomore, second-leading scorer for Maryland this season, almost 14.5 per game, puts up 13. In the first quarter, she was 5 for 7 from the floor, and she drilled 3 of 4 three-point shots. Wisconsin basketball, Tramick, top of the key. Spins a pass to LaBarbara, out to Pospisilova, now finds Wilkie, return pass to Julie P. Over to Wilkie again on the right, back to Julie P. Skips it near side, Tramick has it to Pospisilova, one dribble to the free throw line, back to Tramick, left side three is in! Brooke Tramick hits from downtown for the Badgers. 9:35 to play, second quarter. Second three-point make for Wisconsin in this game. Three on the other side, Diamond Miller connects from the left. That's the fifth three-pointer for Maryland as a team. Just underway second quarter, it's 31-18, Terrapins over the Badgers. They're trying to go inside to Williams. It's knocked high into the air by the Maryland defense and then lost out of bounds off somebody's leg as it quickly rolls out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Pospisilova bounces for Stramick, now to Wilkie, and the Badgers set up their offense with a pass to LaBarbara. Here comes Williams, setting the screen, double team, flies at Avery LaBarbara, has nowhere to go, bounces on the right sideline for Pospisilova. She'll run it to the rim, 5 on the shot clock, nowhere to go, tries to bounce inside for Wilkie, it's out of bounds, off of a Maryland player, with 2 seconds on the shot clock for Wisconsin. So Wisconsin needs to get this shot away quickly as LaBarbara is looking for somewhere to pass, and I think they're going to get Sarah Williams with a shove, and I think they will. That'll be a foul, team foul number 1 against Wisconsin. And Williams will head to the bench now for the Badgers. That's her second personal foul. That's going to be tough for Wisconsin. I'll make a note of that. Williams is the third leading scorer for Wisconsin this season. She scores almost just over 12 per game. Here's the Terps. It's Miller. Wilkie defending, falls down in the lane near the restricted arc. Left hand won't fall for Diamond Miller. LaBarbera out of there with it. Up ahead, Schrammick deep on the left, missed it with the left hand. Rebounded by Miller, poked away from behind by Wilkie and out of bounds. So Sarah Williams has to have a seat on the bench with 9 minutes to go, basically, around there here in this quarter. There's 8:24 to play. We'll keep an eye on how Wisconsin is able to perform without Williams out there on the floor. By the way, back to Sellers, who has a quick 13 for the Terrapins. Her season high and career high is 21. Briggs outside right to Sellers, to Miller at the right elbow. Wilkie defending. Here's a jumper by Briggs on the right baseline. It's no good as it pops out. Outlet pass to Wilkie on the left. To the short corner on the left. Driving left baseline. Spinning. Post. Pichalova high off the window. It's no good. There's Sarah Stapleton fighting for a rebound. No. And over the back, they're going to get Stapleton, who's playing for the first time this season. The 6'3 senior from Blaine, Minnesota, has been dealing with injuries this entire year, has a brace on her left knee, and it's great to see Stapleton out there on the court right now. Her first game this season for Wisconsin. She'll patrol the paint. 7:49 to play, second quarter. Sellers off to the right. Myers is wide open. She's all by herself. And the three-pointer's no good. Just a touch too strong. Post Pichalova grabs the miss. Up to Wilkie on the left wing. Schrammick trailing the play. Catches. Skips it to the far side. LaBarbera against Sellers. LaBarbera gets a screen by Schrammick. Now curls with the dribble to the top of the arc. Bounces for Wilkie. Wilkie, left-hand dribble. Handoff. Post Pichalova tries the three on the left. It's no good. Sellers skies high for the rebound. Miller calling forward on the left sideline. She catches. Diamond Miller against Avery LaBarbera. Crossing over. Stopping left of the lane. Bouncing inside all alone. Briggs layup in. Just got behind Wilkie and found a spot where her teammate could get her the basketball. 7:05 to play, second quarter. 33-18 Maryland. And Stapleton catches and a foul. Foul called against Maryland. Terrapins have led by as many as 16 points in this game. Diamond Miller grabs her second foul, so we'll make a note of that too, as Miller is Maryland's leading scorer. So Miller goes out with about 7 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Schrammick, top of the key, throws a pass inside, too strong for Stapleton, off her fingers and out of bounds. Maryland up by 15 with 6:45 to play in the second quarter. Sellers drops it off for Alexander at the left elbow. Stapleton defends. Now hands off to Sellers outside left. Now a shot just a step inside the three-point arc. Took a dive trying to draw a foul with Stapleton defending. The shot was no good. Wisconsin has the miss. Sanaya Copeland into the contest for Wisconsin. Has it. Stapleton out on top. Inside Schrammick. Double team. Back out. Copeland. Extra pass. Open LaBarbera. Three is through. Badger bomb from downtown for Avery LaBarbera, 33-21. It is the third three-point make for Wisconsin in this game. Alexander, right wing. High toss caught by Myers. Inside, one dribble, trying to go up with it. Getting it stripped there was McDaniel. Now the ball lost on the baseline. It'll stay with Maryland. That's Bree McDaniel, a 5'10 freshman, into the game now for the Terrapins. 10 on the shot clock for Maryland. Wisconsin trails by 12. Terrapins come in ranked 11th in the nation. Off the baseline, the inbounds goes to Misonis from point blank range. She missed it. Stapleton tied up with Misonis. Jump ball favors Wisconsin. Misonis had a good look. Down low for Maryland, just could not convert. Terrapins 2 of 7 now this quarter. 5:53 to play in the second quarter. we're really seeing some new faces out on the floor for Wisconsin here tonight. Sarah Stapleton playing for the first time. Saniya Copeland gets into the game early. Copeland hasn't had much playing time. She's scored 9 points so far this entire season. Turnover at half court by the Badgers. And a pass inside. Myers around the restricted arc. Puts it up and in. Turnover and a quick two for Maryland. 5:37 to go in the second. Backcourt pressure by the Terps. Wilkie has it. Bounces for Schrammick. Schrammick to LaBarbera. Out on the right wing. Skips it near side. Wilkie scoops it to Leitzinger on the baseline. Back out on top. It's caught by LaBarbera. Drifting to her left at the dribble. Now the screen by Leitzinger. 7 on the shot clock. LaBarbera lost the ball. Wilkie's on the floor. She got tied up. Possession arrow, Maryland. 5-21. Terrapins lead by 14 now. Maryland 3 of 8 this quarter. Wisconsin 2 for 5. Terrapins a 7-6 advantage on the scoreboard in the second quarter alone. Overall, 35-21.